I was driving home from work when a car driving on the opposite side of the road swerved and hit my vehicle head on, which then resulted in my vehicle going into a farmer's wall. We were both doing 45 miles per hour in a 50 miles per hour zone. I was initially knocked out and then awake for the majority of the 2 hours it took to cut me out. It took so long as my car was balancing on the wall and my legs were trapped. Even though it was 3 years ago, I remember as if it happened yesterday. I was extremely lucky considering I broke my left hand, both bones in my forearm, which had to be plated. A rod from the engine went through my right leg and severed 95% of my tendon. My left kneecap was smashed and left shin bone was an open fracture. I also tore right ligaments and tendons. My left leg now has a metal frame holding it together. I had a number of operations and spent a month in hospital, after which I spent a further 5 months wheelchair bound with my legs out straight, unable to bend or stand. The leg was plastered from hip to foot and I had a brace on my right leg. I had to move into my parent-in-law's as I needed 24/7 care. This period was demoralising, especially as I was such an independent person beforehand. The driver suffered some injuries, but I'm not aware of the full extent, and he released himself after 2 weeks in hospital. His bloods came back showing he was nearly 4 times over the limit. In court, he confirmed that he was an alcoholic and he received a 2-year suspended sentence, 3-year driving ban and £85 fine. My POTS were later taken off and I had to start physio to learn how to walk again. I was then able to move back home. People always look at your physical symptoms, but don't think of the mental effects. To move back home, I had to be driven 5 miles by my husband. During that journey, I was an utter mess and thought every car that passed us was going to hit us. When back home, I suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder. I was scared being a passenger and I said I'd never drive again. I couldn't sleep due to flashbacks.